Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the 5th edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long. And happy deadline day to everyone listening. It is now officially the trade deadline. It will happen later today, but as of right now, there's still multiple hours to go until the trade deadline. Before we get into the deadline and things that might happen for Miami, let's talk a little bit of last night's game. Really quickly, another loss for Miami. Their fourth straight loss, this one coming up against the Cincinnati Reds, a score of 3-1. A big note from this game is Jesús Luzardo, who did look pretty good, who did look really good in his limited just five-inning appearance. Five innings, three hits, two earned runs, five strikeouts, and more impressively, zero walks. Really great to see from Luzardo on only 81 pitches. I'm still stretching him out maybe later in the year. That 81 pitch outing close to maybe 100. But as of right now, really good outing from Luzardo.
It's Jesús Luzardo back on the bump. This will be his seventh start of the season, first since mid-May. Drury goes down on strikes. Another strikeout for Luzardo. Two away.
I could say that's really the only positives that really came out of this. Marlins only got five hits. One from LeBlanc, Fortes, Avi, Lewin, and Jacob Stallings, who I must admit, Jacob Stallings has been playing pretty well as of late. He's currently on an eight-game hitting streak and, you know, increase his average, even though it's 180 to now 210, it's still increasing your average by multiple numbers. Multiple points, and I must give credit where it's due. Jacob Stallings has been improving as of late, ever since that Pittsburgh series at PNC Park. He's just been in a tear as of late and just hitting the ball. Really great to see from Jacob Stallings, but it might be too little, too late. This is maybe something you'd like to see maybe in late April, earlier, who knows, but still. It's still good to see Jacob Stallings improving, but overall, just not the best game from Miami. They just didn't have it in the tank, especially offensively. Five hits, but giving up also multiple hits to the Reds. Albert Almora had three hits. He had an amazing game. Hunter Green, six innings, eight strikeouts, one hit, zero walks. A big game for Hunter Green. Really impressive, but for Miami, not so much. Another loss. They will play tonight, at 6:40 p.m. I will be there tonight along with Noah Berger, and we will be covering everything because this game will probably be more people looking at their phones and having notifications on for what big trades may happen for the Marlins. Personally, I hope the Marlins make trades. Maybe not including Pablo, just because the market has been really weird as of late with people like Luis Castillo and what he brought in. And you had also Frankie Montas and what he brought in also. And you compare those trades. Jose Quintana got traded to the Cardinals last night. Another trade involving a really good pitcher going to a team like the Cardinals, and also really crazy trades last night, including Josh Hader and Frankie Montas and Trey Mancini. Just a lot of, you know, pitchers and especially the prospects and other players that they get back, especially when you look at that Josh Hader trade and what he brought back, Taylor Rogers, Dylan Lamed, and multiple prospects. For Miami, they didn't make a trade. I might not think that Pablo should be in it. It will probably include relievers. You might see a package deal including Bassett, Okert, or Floro, Urquhart, or just something around that reliever section. You could also see Aguilar get traded, but I think now maybe Garrett Cooper's market has really fallen off. Trey Mancini got traded, and they're really comparable to each other. And that really what it looks like for Miami. On the trade market, really, Garrett Cooper. But maybe they can unload that Aggie contract. I believe it's around $7.5 million. That would be big for Miami. But overall, I really predict, we had on Fish Stripes Live on our stream, we predicted how many trades the Marlins would make. I'll go with two. I think I'm going to just make two trades, one involving the relievers and another one maybe Aggie, but I think the relievers are probably the main ones to go. Could see Pablo's a trade, but overall I really don't think that's really gonna happen. Who knows, we could see Pablo and even where he might even end up going, but I think right now he's staying. Dodgers probably aren't gonna trade for him. Their rotation is stacked. They probably won't need Pablo. You have the Cardinals just traded for Jose Quintana, so they're not gonna make it. They're really focusing on Juan Soto. Padres again, Soto. Dodgers no. I think the relievers have the strongest possibility of being traded, but it's gonna be a very interesting deadline. Stay tuned, stay having notifications on, follow Fish Straps, all of us on there. We're gonna be having a spaces, we're gonna be reacting to it. It's gonna be a lot of hectic coverage. But stay tuned, and thank you for listening to Big Fish Small Pod. And like, share, and subscribe. And do remember this, always go fish.